Chapter 7.
So, how did your visit with the builder go? Do you think he's the killer?
Jack lifted up a corner of the shade in the kitchen window with his index finger and peered warily at the crime scene tape fluttering across the way in his backyard. I couldn't tell, Lexi answered. He seemed surprised when we told him about finding the mummy, and he did claim that he didn't finish the basements like that. He said he left them as cinder block. Jack let the shade drop and went back to washing the dishes.
Of course he would say that if he was trying to cover it up.
I know. He didn't act suspicious at all. He's obviously not going to break down and confess. So how do we find out for sure? Lexi picked up the plate Jack had placed in the strainer, wiped it dry, and put it away.
We need to figure out the motive.
And how do we do that?
Well, there are two main reasons people kill each other, money and passion. So we could look through his bank accounts and find out if he got a lot of money in. That might tell us if he was paid to hide the body. Of course, he could have killed him because he was being blackmailed, in which case we'd see a lot of money going out. I hope Davies is checking on these.
I can have Ruth and Helen look, too. They seem to have access to things the rest of us don't have. Jack chuckled.
Yeah, I've noticed. Usually it annoys me when they hack into financial sites. But seeing as I can't use police resources myself, I guess I won't complain this time.
So, that takes care of the money. What about the passion? Lexi stuffed the dish towel inside the wine glass Jack had just washed out and rubbed it dry.
For that, we need to find out if he had any enemies. If he was seen fighting with anyone or had a falling out.
Jack shut off the water and looked at her.
Didn't Nance already suggest all this?
Lexi sighed as she stood on her tiptoes to put the wine glass away. Nance isn't herself, and I'm a bit worried.
How so?
She's acting disinterested in the case. She hardly even talked when we were at O'Keefe's, and she's barely contributing any ideas. Ruth seems to think she has a boyfriend. The corners of Jack's lips quirked up.
Boyfriend?
Yeah, some guy they met at the square dance. They said he was quite taken with her, and then the next day, she borrowed Ruth's car, and they think she went to see him.
Nance drove?
Yes, isn't that odd? Lexi bent down to pet Sprinkles, who had been watching them intently, just in case one of them dropped a morsel of food.
And she's been acting preoccupied?
Lexi looked up at Jack and nodded, a spasm of worry rippling through her heart. Jack chuckled, pulled her to a standing position, and folded her into his arms.
You're silly. It's probably just the flush of first love.
He looked into her eyes and said softly,
"Don't tell me you've forgotten how it is."
Lexi flushed. "No, I haven't."
"Right. So then, give Nance a break. If she found someone, we should be glad for her. She deserves to be just as happy as we are, don't you think?"
"Yes." Lexi felt relieved. Jack was right. She was reading too much into this whole thing, because she was so used to having Nance's full attention. If Nance had found herself a boyfriend, then Lexi would just have to learn to share her grandmother's time with him. She just hoped Nance would still want to investigate murders after the newness of her relationship wore off.
"And since you have me to guide you, I think we can handle this case without Nance, right?"
Jack said.
"Right. So, Ruth and Helen can handle looking into the finances, but how do we figure out if he had an enemy?"
Jack went back to the sink and turned on the water to wash the last of the dishes.
"He's about Nan's age. Did any of them know him?"
"No, Nance only knew him from buying the house, and the other ladies weren't around here back then."
"Usually we like to talk to someone who knew the suspect back then, a friend or a relative."
"Wait a minute. I think I know just where to ask," Lexi said, remembering the trophies from the pub.
And he did fight with someone, but she's very much alive.
Who is that?
Jack rinsed off the last bowl and handed it to her. Violet Switzer.
Who?
Lexi told him about Violet, how she took competing to the extreme and had beaten Tom and Ida, and was now Lexi's competition for the desserts contest. I don't mind admitting that I'm a little intimidated by her already, and I haven't even met her yet. Jack laughed.
Well, she sounds intimidating. But I don't think Tom's grudge against her can be a clue, since he didn't kill her.
No, not her. But Sprinkles found that stub from the Elms pub in your basement. What if that stub was from the mummy? Tom hung around there, too. Jack pressed his lips together.
I don't think it was. Davies would never let a dog run off with a clue from the crime scene. I'm sure Sprinkles got that from somewhere else in the basement. But if Tom hung around there, then it is worth asking around to see if anyone who is still there knew him back then.
Lexi draped the dish towel over the oven handle. And I should go back to talk to the McDonald's again. They said they were thinking about redoing the basement, but never actually had it done. So maybe they can verify the basement had that cement coating on the inside when they bought it.
Now you're thinking.
Jack let the water out of the sink.
If they can verify that, it would prove O'Keefe was lying and had something to cover up.
Lexi felt a tingle of enthusiasm. Now she was getting somewhere. Have you been able to get any information out of Davies? Jack shook his head. He lifted the corner of the shade with his index finger and looked back out the window.
No, she's clammed up tight. John's been feeding me whatever he can find out, but she's not telling him much either. All I know is that she's considering me as a suspect, but she can't do anything officially until she gets some more solid information. That's why it is so important we find out who did this right away.
Lexi's heart pinched at the worry on Jack's face. It wasn't doing him any good to stare out at the crime scene. She'd better do something to take his mind off it. She grabbed his arm and urged him away from the window. Don't worry, we'll sort this out, she said as she pulled him into the living room. Jack plopped into a chair and pulled her into his lap.
You're right. I'm not all that worried.
He lowered his lips to Lexi's, and her stomach did a little flip. But then a flash of light outside caught her eye. She turned her head toward the window, causing Jack's lips to brush her cheek. Was someone out there watching them? She scrambled out of Jack's lap and ran to the window. Across the street sat a bright red Mustang convertible with a white-haired old lady behind the wheel. And she wasn't just parked there. She was looking in Lexi's window with binoculars. Lexi ripped the door open and ran out, but she was too late. The car screeched around the corner. She closed the door and turned to Jack, who was still sitting on the chair, his left brow raised at her.
What was that all about?
He asked. Someone was outside looking in here with binoculars. I think they were stalking me, Lexi fumed.
Stalking you? Who would want to do that?
I'm not sure, but I think it was Violet Switzer.